Columbus is the fastest growing city in the Midwest, and one of its suburbs is experiencing a significant population growth. But the growth in Reynoldsburg can be mostly attributed to one ethnic group, the Nepali Bhutanese. The growth of the ethnic community shows in the businesses popping up, and that the first Nepali Bhutanese politician in America was just elected to city council there. WSU's Adora Namigade reports.
Annapurna International Grocery is a popular destination for Nepali Bhutanese people looking to pick up groceries. Co-owner Levi Sungrula opened the store 3 years ago to offer groceries not readily available in Reynoldsburg, things like cumin seeds and hot pepper varieties, ingredients necessary for Nepali Bhutanese meals.
So we sell the Asian kind of Indian kind of vegetables here. And then all kind of the other spices that we need for the basic home need.
The city estimates it has more than 100 Nepali Bhutanese-owned businesses in the area. A growing population and number of immigrant businesses helped Buen Pakural win a seat on Reynoldsburg City Council.
So this is really a big deal for me and for the community of Reynoldsburg.
Pakural is the first Nepali Bhutanese politician in America. He says that Annapurna International is part of a wave of Nepali Bhutanese businesses in town.
5 years before, many of the stores in the main street, the brick and mortar stores, they were empty. There was many of them, there were nothing there. Now, it's a very vibrant business going on there.
Pakural wants to help boost that growth as a politician.
So running for office is my dream from very beginning because when I was 9 years old, I was forced out of the country and forced into refugee camp where I spent 18 years of my life in refugee camp.
He resettled in Colorado Springs in 2009, moved to Columbus in 2014, then bought a house in Reynoldsburg in 2016. After door-to-door campaigning, Pakural has three main focuses for his tenure: infrastructure, code enforcement, and better communication between the city and residents.
I like to make sure that we use the latest technology, like simple as everybody does a Facebook Live and or YouTube Live. And City of Columbus and many other cities across the country, they do those things, and we do not do yet.
Hari Koirala voted for Pakural. He's one of the first Nepali Bhutanese homeowners in Reynoldsburg.
When I come here, I'm the first one. So I don't see anywhere. All the Bhutanese, they live on the North Columbus in the apartment. So I just bought this house in 2013.
With two daughters, Koirala says that quality of life was key in the decision to move to a new city. He works at an Amazon fulfillment center just a 6-minute drive away from his house.
I decided to buy a house, and then they say the school district is good in this Reynoldsburg. Everything is good. I hear about from the other people, and then I decide to move on the Reynoldsburg.
The Reynoldsburg School District has responded to the population growth through its class offerings. It hired three additional English as second language teachers and a language liaison. ESL teacher Cheryl Crook says that the district hired its first Bhutanese teacher this year.
2 years ago, Reynoldsburg City Schools hired a Nepali home liaison. His name is Mukti Rizal. And Mr. Rizal has been very helpful because he's pretty much available anytime you need him to talk with a family.
When Crooks started teaching ESL 9 years ago, there were about 400 Nepali Bhutanese students. Now, there are 970.
We are embracing the community and want to do what we can do to help.
The city estimates that it has about 7,500 Nepali Bhutanese residents. While the average overall household number in Reynoldsburg is 2.5 people, among the Nepali Bhutanese, that number is 6 to 8 because of multi-generational households. Officials hope to get a more concise population number from the 2020 census. Adora Namigade, WOSU News.